Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today, The Lord is Glorified by the Life of a Wicked Man.
To God be the glory, great things He hath done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son, who yielded His life an atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in.
Praise the Lord!
Oh, praise the Lord!
Let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord!
Oh, praise the Lord!
Let the people rejoice.
Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done.
Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believes that moment from Jesus
often think of the fact that the Lord has to be glorified by the glamorous and the glorious. But we are able to see that of this fact that the Lord will be glorified, and men will not rob the Lord of His glory. When the area is dark and a small light comes in, it contrasts the difference between the light and the darkness. The darker the night, the greater the effect of the small light. Now, God is holy, and when men are deep in sin, and we declare the holiness of God, then others are made to see that God is different from man. We look at the life of Ahab. In the Scriptures, we're told in the book of Romans, chapter 15, and verse 3, that verse 4, that these things that were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Now, as we look at the life of Ahab, there should never be a reason for any Christian to ever doubt can God use me? When we look at how the Lord showed mercy to this man, Ahab, who was the most wicked of all the kings of Israel, there was none like him who made Israel to sin. His wife, Jezebel, stirred his heart to do more wickedness, and yet the Lord was able to show Ahab mercy. So God used this wicked man, and the scriptures describe him in chapter 21 of 1 Kings in verse 25, but there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel, his wife, stirred up. Well, that was a very wicked thing that this man did, and yet the Lord was able to show mercy to him when this man humbled himself. And the Lord did not bring the judgment that he was going to bring upon Ahab. You know, many times Christians are reluctant to get busy for the Lord because they feel, you know, I can't live up to that. I have this failure in my life. Well, God is willing to show you mercy and grace. After all, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, goes deeper than the stain of any sin. When God saved you, He knew who He was saving. He knew what your record was. You were not going to spring any surprise on Him. When you came to Him, confessing to Him that you were a sinner, you were saying, Lord, I have done what sinners do. I have offended God. I've missed the mark. I have acted in rebellion. I have walked contrary to your way. I've been a stranger. I've been an alien. I've been one who has hated God. I've lifted up my own will above your will. You're agreeing with God on all that He says about the sinner when you come to the Lord and confess that you are a sinner. So you don't have to worry about enumerating your sins when you come to the Lord. You come as a sinner. Christ died for sinners, and since He's died for sinners and paid the debt in full, why should I go back and dig up all those things that brought grief to the heart of God? Now, if there are things that I must go and make restitution for, then I must do that. But it is not my lot to sit around and to try to figure out what all of my sins have been. Because, as a matter of fact, since I've come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, there is therefore now no condemnation to me or to them who are in Christ Jesus. The guilt is gone. There is no guilt that hangs on the Christian. If you are condemned, if one should bring the past to before you and say, this is what you did before, and you call yourself a Christian. Yes, I am a Christian. I've been born again. That was in the past. The Lord has forgiven me. He's blotted out that handwriting of ordinance that was against me. I am now in God's family. God showed Ahab mercy when Ahab humbled himself. Even as Ahab was a very wicked man, the Lord can show and did show every Christian mercy. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.